Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Personal greetings. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Romans 16:14. An interesting phenomenon occurs in the closing chapter of many of Paul's epistles, which may at first seem incongruous with the biblical doctrine of plenary verbal inspiration. This phenomenon is the recital of various names of individuals, people in the churches from which or to which he was writing. Most of them are people about whom we know nothing except their names, as listed by Paul. There are 11 people mentioned by name in Colossians 4:7-17. In Paul's final epistle to Timothy, right after he had written the great passage on the inspiration of the Bible, he mentioned no less than 18 names. In the last chapter of Romans is listed 35 names, five of which are included in the one short verse of our text. The question is, why did the Holy Spirit inspire Paul to include so many personal names of people who were of only local interest in epistles that God intended to be used by Christians everywhere? And of course, these lists of names are dwarfed in comparison to the very extensive lists in the Old Testament. Perhaps the main reason for their permanent inscripturation in this fashion is simply to illustrate the great truth that God knows and cares about every one of His children. We do know that each of our names is written in the Book of Life of the Lamb and in God's Book of Remembrance for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. Perhaps as a small token and assurance of these great lists in heaven, God has listed a few of these names in His book here on earth. They were ordinary people, just like us, and it will be our privilege, as Paul instructs in our text, to salute Asyncritus and all the other believers who have gone before us when we can.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.